وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and all of you the importance, the beauties, and the benefits of this beautiful month of Ramadan. The fasting, the staying away from the things that we ordinarily could do for the sake of Allah. I want to talk about this obligation of fasting and something about the benefits, something about the obligation here, that we know it's from Allah, an order. The word kutiba, when Allah uses this in the Quran, He's telling us it's mandatory, ordered for you, that you do this Ramadan, staying away from drinking, eating, and physical intimacy with your spouse. Ordinarily you could do it, but why? Why in this one month? And why do I have to do it at all? I mean, you know, there's no logic behind it, is there? Well, then some people might say, well, yeah, if you fast, it's good for your system to be cleaned out because it has a chance to relax. Staying away from food for a period of time gives your body a chance to get a balance. So they might start to talk to us about the medical advantages of fasting. Others might tell us about the emotional advantage, how we become in tune with those around us who are not able to eat or drink. They're involuntarily fasting because they're unfortunately without anything. Then still others might say, well, there could be some other benefits in fasting for your body, for your mind, for your emotional stability, the psyche inside of the person, their ego. But guess what? The fact is, it's an order of Allah. Some think that we have to prove a benefit for us to do the things we've been ordered to do in Islam. Like for instance, the order of our Prophet, peace be upon him, about the hair on our head and our face. The order is very clear from our Prophet telling us to leave our hair on our face alone, leave it alone and give it its rights. But you can cut this, because obviously if you don't, it gets into your mouth and you could say this is why. But he didn't say why. So we understand that we have an order to leave this alone, but also give it its rights. So the hair here and here, we should take care of it, keep it clean, keep it well oiled. And in those days they used olive oil. There are other things you can use today, certainly. But the idea is to keep it clean. And if you said, oh, now I found a benefit for that. Because now we find that when there is any kind of secretion coming from the pores of our skin, it actually goes down through the hairs and away from the skin to keep us from getting different kinds of erosion in the skin or such things as boils and pimples, things like that. The hair can help if we do what? If we keep it clean and keep it oiled, and you could say that's the benefit. But if we look to the orders of Allah, there are other things in there that we might say, well, wait a minute, I don't see a benefit for this or that. Why should I stay away from pork, for instance? Oh, they said it can cause a disease. But what if we can overcome the disease? And why? What happens is we begin to forget the main thing. Allah ordered it. This is an order from Allah. And the first in all commandments that comes to the human beings was the order for Adam to do what? Don't eat the fruit. The same order came from Hawa, Eve. Don't eat the fruit. And that was what started it all, wasn't it? Now where in Judaism or Christianity or Islam does it tell us the reason why they were told don't eat the fruit? You and I already know the answer. Because it was a test. Allah wasn't saving the fruit for himself. Allah doesn't eat. And Allah certainly wasn't telling them not to do this because Well, it might have a disease. If he didn't want him to have a disease, he wouldn't have given it to him. So it means it's a test. Allah orders something, it's a test, don't do it. Well, that's it for Ramadan Reminders. Remember our website, www.ramadanreminders.com. Peace. Salaam alaikum.
Bin Noori Ashraqa wal Huda Ramadan wal Khair Aqbala wartaqa al Iman. Bin Noori Ashraqa wal Huda Ramadan Ramadan wal Khair Aqbala wartaqa al Iman. Wal Muslimoon الصائمون تأهبوا كالجند في سوح الوغى فرسان قاموا طوال الليل بين مسبح أو راكع أو ساجد ما هزه النسيان.